Picture this. 10:30 p.m. Saturday night, in a long, quiet, and dimly lit hallway. At the end of the hall are doors leading outside to a desolate taxi stand. In front of those doors stands a man speaking loudly to a woman. He's dressed in a suit, and she has on a business skirt and blazer. They look like they just attended a business meeting. His body language clearly puts him in charge. Hers presents submissive. Another couple enter from the other end of the hallway. Holding on to each other, they appear to be under the influence and are concentrating more on walking than talking. Hearing a voice echoing, they both look up, squinting their eyes to focus, wondering where the voice is coming from. At that moment, the man's voice begins escalating to a holler, which makes the drunken couple's ears ring. Halting so as not to interrupt what seems like a heated monologue by the man, they both strain to listen. Through inebriated thinking, they don't mind intruding on someone else's private conversation. Staggering to stand still, it feels like they're secretly peeking through a keyhole. Suddenly, the man sits down on one of the only chairs at the end of the hallway. He abruptly pulls the woman across his lap as though to spank her. The drunken couple stop breathing. Fascinated by this thrilling scene they're witnessing, they glance at one another and start to quietly giggle, perhaps out of embarrassment, perhaps discomfort, perhaps something else. Still captivated and even aroused, they quietly begin to creep towards the action, wanting to get a better view. As they approach, they hear the woman shout from across his knees, "I'm sorry, David, I didn't know." That's when David retorts, "I warned you once already," and begins paddling her ass with a powerful swing. Each time his hand lands on her bum, she cries out. The shocked voyeurs are starting to heat up. Now close enough to clearly make out the woman's bottom up in the air, they watch David's large hands spanking her hard with conviction. He is obviously quite disturbed by something she did. With each smack, her body bounces as they watch her long hair dragging on the floor. Unable to look away, the couple almost feel the impact themselves. Excited by this erotic occurrence, they remain quiet, like flies on a wall. After what seems like a good long paddling, David pulls up her skirt. Unknowingly, he's exposing the spying couple to the woman's pantyhose, her panties, and her rounded bottom. Then the paddling punishment begins again, and her cries intensify as her bottom gets even more heated. It's apparent that she has really pissed David off. The voyeur's eyes are open wide now, glued to the intimate scene they are bearing witness to. Their bodies still filled with alcohol, they both start to twitch with excitement. Then David, who still appears to be angry, begins pulling down both her pantyhose and panties. Now her red bottom and crack are completely exposed for the gawkers to view without obstruction. Both gasp audibly, making David look up. The woman, having a moment of reprieve, looks up as well. Their audience has been exposed. Sheepishly caught, the drunken spies look down as though not to notice. But David decides to use this opportunity to further embarrass his naughty friend. He smiles and beckons them to come right up to him. Tickled by the invitation, they lean against one another as they wobble into David's private space. Without realizing it, their blurred drunkenness begins to subside and their sexual arousal rises. The humiliating woman with her pantyhose and panties down by her knees begins twisting and turning over David's lap. Tears are rolling down her face. David holds her firmly in place and begins speaking directly to his newly acquired fans. He explains to them that she did not heed his warning. She knew what would happen, and having an audience watch her punishment was the icing on the cake. Then, in her precarious position, he asks her if this is not true. Quietly, with her red bottom for all three to view, she coyly says yes. Nodding, David tells her that her witnesses are going to watch as she is given her last 25 spanks on her bare bottom for her misbehavior. She begins to argue as his hand hits her marked ass with the first uncovered slap. The sound from his hand landing on her bare bottom echoes throughout the hallway. "Ouch!" she shouts. He proceeds to spank her slow and hard. Each time his hand hits her already heated red bottom, she counts aloud through her tears. Humiliated and embarrassed, she continues to count aloud in agony. Without saying a word, the invited spectators stand holding each other's sweaty hands. Now, with permission, they watch David's hand and her bottom with a vested interest. Both on fire as they notice the juices occasionally shining between her sometimes spread legs. All four of them mentally counting each spank, with only one counting aloud in pain. Each person experiencing this act in their own body. Once David lands his last spank on the woman's bottom, he orders her to stand up. She does so in shame as she begins to rub her very sore rear end. For the first time, the couple clearly see her fair complexion streaked with tears. Her submissive eyes are large and alluring. David tells her to pull up her panties and pantyhose. Once dressed, her hands are still stroking her punished bottom like a naughty girl who's just been taught a good lesson. David stands, takes her by the hand, and guides her outside through the doors without comment. As if waiting in the wings, a taxi pulls up from nowhere. David opens the door, and the woman very gingerly slides onto the seat, wincing. He then slides in beside her and shuts the door. The taxi disappears. The couple stand by the empty chair, watching in silence, wondering if what they just saw really happened.